Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I want to talk about appreciating Dave Arneson. But first, a brief word from our sponsor. It's a busy week leading up to October 1st, the birthday of Dave Arneson. We have several different events that celebrate the contribution of Dave Arneson to the world of role-playing games, especially that seminal work that launched it all for the majority of the world, Dungeons & Dragons. Read an RPG Book in Public Week happens 3 times a year, from the Sunday on or before through the Saturday on or after, each of 3 different dates. GM's Day, March 8th, which coincidentally was also the date of the death of Gary Gygax in 2008. July 27th, Gary Gygax's birthday, which is celebrated the last 2 years with a big online live stream series of games organized by his son Luke Gygax. And October 1st, Dave Arneson's birthday. Blackmore Week is another celebration that's gone on for the last few years, and it is a week-long celebration by fans of Blackmore and Dave Arneson from September 24th to October 1st of each year. And then for the entire month of October, the OSR Anchorites have the first annual Anchorites Appreciate Arneson Month, which will start October 1st with a series of suggested topics for each week in October. Dave Arneson Game Day is October 1st, his birthday, and his old players still get together and play a game set in the Blackmore campaign. Various other blog posts online are going on. Tim Brannon, a well-known name in the OSR, is sharing links across his social media to old posts about Blackmore and Dave Arneson. I'll share a link in the show notes. Havard's Blackmore blog, blackmoremistara.blogspot.com, has been writing an article each day of Blackmore Week, and I'll have a link to his blog and the Blackmore Week 2019. For those who are younger and didn't grow up having access to the actual books that listed both Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson on it, it may seem a little strange for someone as important to D&D as Dave Arneson to not be as well known. Dave Arneson is, you could say, the linchpin. All the other ideas that were heading in a direction that some agree would eventually have led to role-playing without Dave Arneson, but when that would have happened, none can say for sure. But Dave Arneson, in the late 1960s, had this idea in other games, like the Bronstein game by Dave Wesley, where you played the commanders of the different forces or different individuals among the different forces. And it was taken a step further by Dave Arneson. You actually were playing, I guess one could call it an avatar of yourself originally, and estimates of your abilities were made, and as I understand it, all of this information was kept by the game master and unknown to the players, just how well you could fight and just how long you could last after you'd been hit. And it was very much dependent upon player skill rather than what's on the character sheet. And what's on the character sheet didn't matter because you didn't know what was on your character sheet. In time, I believe that changed. But taking different ideas from fantasy, science fiction, movies, books, etc., he had a mostly fantasy setting that featured a castle with dungeons underneath, and the players explored those dungeons, fighting monsters, running from monsters, having characters killed, winning great treasures, advancing in power and position in the game world. And Dave Arneson had worked with Gary Gygax on several other games, and they were known to each other. And Dave had attended early Gen Cons held in Lake Geneva. And at one point, Dave and some friends drove all the way down to Lake Geneva, back at a time when interstates were not complete and speed limits were not as fast as they are now. And they played the fantasy game for Gary and some other locals to Lake Geneva. And one can say that Gary Gygax's imagination took off, but without that fateful meeting, Gary would have been a game designer with the drive to get the rules on paper and get it published without the idea. Dave is the one that had the idea and could make it fun and interesting. And without Dave, I wouldn't be here talking on this podcast. Back in the day when I started with the Holmes Blue Box basic set, which was an effort to take the original rules and restate them in a more organized, clearer fashion to help people get started. And it featured both names, Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson. So I've known about Dave Arneson from the beginning. And for whatever reason, there was a parting of the ways, and Dave left active involvement with TSR. And in subsequent years, when Wizards of the Coast bought TSR, including Dungeons & Dragons, they came to some sort of agreement with both Dave Arneson and Gary Gygax to ensure that they had full rights to the game. So there must have been some sort of monetary or legal settlement of some sort so that Wizards of the Coast has free and clear title to Dungeons & Dragons. And Peter Atkinson would not have done that had he not felt it needed to be done. So Dave Arneson still had an impact on D&D in the WotC days, before WotC was acquired by Hasbro. Blackmoor is the name of Dave's campaign. It was one of the supplements of the original D&D. It later was published as a setting by Judges Guild, and later would appear in other forms from other publishers. And you can get some of those either free or at relatively low cost through DriveThruRPG or other sources. Interestingly enough, Blackmoor featured spaceships and ray guns and other science fiction elements. So the original fantasy game was not just knights in shining armor and wizards and so forth. There were no limits to one's imagination. The only limits were one's imagination. And that's what I like about role-playing games, is you can set certain limits to say only these types of creatures are found, only this genre of material will be covered, but that still leaves the wide open spaces of one's imagination. And people gather around the table and share their imagination. And while the images we each may have in our minds are unique to us, there's something about that shared experience that we all feel like, in the end, when we retell it, we went and did this. I did that. You did that. Do you remember that time we? Because that common adventure around the table uses that same part of your brain connected to memory of time and space and location. And I have vivid imagery in my mind of so many different adventures of many different characters over the years. And as a dungeon master, game master of not just D&D, but any other game system, I have memories of how I see the world I've presented and what the characters do. And it's just as if I was a player, seeing it all unfold in my mind. It speaks to people in a deep place, in the place of imagination and creativity, of some sort of primal need to create, communicate, and belong. Sitting around a table or sitting at the computer around the virtual table spread worldwide, I've had a great time and many laughs with friends. I've come to have people that I know when I say I'm having a problem or I'm sick or whatever, they appreciate that and they offer their thoughts and condolences, and I'm able to do the same. And if we're face to face, I'm able to do more or to receive more. And to get in arguments about what role Dave Arneson played is silly. One cannot argue the facts. Without Dave Arneson, Gary Gygax would not have had that spark that got him started writing up what would become Dungeons & Dragons. It took both men to get us where we are today. And it's all this, what if? And this isn't science fiction, this is reality. We can do what ifs all day long, but what matters is the facts that got us here. Some people want to dispute the facts, some facts may be disputed, but the core facts cannot be disputed. Dave Arneson is the reason you're hearing my voice now. He made a game, he shared it with others, and it took off from there. So, whether you celebrate Blackmore Week, read an RPG book in public week, or the Anchorites Appreciating Arneson Month, or on October 1st, Blackmore Day, just remember, Dave Arneson is important to the game, just as much as Gary Gygax. Celebrate and encourage others. The Anchorites, several of them, are planning quite fancy things this month. I'm not sure what more I could say about Dave Arneson, so this will be my main contribution for the month, unless I have some brilliant flash of insight. And before I go, I want to acknowledge TJ Drennan for my opening music, Away. And the closing music, He Hate Me. You can support TJ Drennan on his Patreon that I'll link in the show notes. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com. My podcast is here on Anchor and is syndicated in many other places. If you listen to the podcast on iTunes, please leave a review. I also have a YouTube channel devoted to various RPG topics, like my series Roll20 for the Absolute Beginner. You can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. Check out the social page on my blog to locate me across the various social media. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways that you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is very important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on DriveThruRPG. I have over 12 and counting RPG-related PDFs on DriveThruRPG. You can also support me by using my link to Amazon. When you make an Amazon purchase, a small portion of that goes to me without increasing the cost to you. I'm also working on a card game that I plan to kickstart in 2020. You can find the sign up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo by Satine Phoenix. I hope you all are having an awesome day. Thank you for listening, and game on. I replaced the original outro music for this episode by TJ Drennan with another by TJ Drennan that TJ created for the Anchorites Appreciate Arneson Month.
Gary and Dave shared credit on the white boss, but as things advanced, their relationship was on the rocks. Less people know his name, but he revolutionized war games with the first fantasy campaign. Arneson.